millions of shows
without
on
confessing
KCNR
my known sin
are
to God.
Of the hosts,
I cannot execute the Christian
only,
life.
And do not necessarily
neither
reflect
can you.
Those of the staff,
so the first thing is to admit your sin.
Of KCNR Radio.
Maybe you better identify the sin first. Was it a sin of the tongue? Was it a mental attitude sin? Or was it something overt, something you did? You admit the sin to God immediately. Don't wait until you go to bed. Do it immediately. Because as soon as you sin, you quench the Spirit. And as soon as you confess the sin, you're filled with the Spirit. That's rebound. And that's how simple it is. That's the power to sustain you as you live the Christian life. Got a lot more to say about it, and I hope you've been listening. I hope you're learning. Till next week, this is your host, Rick Hughes, saying thank you for listening to The Flatline.
Thank you for listening to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. If you'd like to contact Rick, please write to him at P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. Or online at www.rickhughesministries.org.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call into KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning. We're back here on a nice, fine Sunday morning. A beautiful one it is here in the state of Jefferson. A little break in the weather for us, a little bit of sunshine. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day. It's almost got that feel of spring to it. You know, according to the that rat back there in Pennsylvania, winter's over and spring's coming early. But we'll see what happens. So I am the Bear, Red Smith, and here with, always, Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
How goes it, sir?
So far, so good.
It is. It's a beautiful day. We got a lot to talk about today. We got things to talk about, how to get engaged, things that are going on with the court case, and the mysterious case of California's disappearing money.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Apparently, they lost about $1 billion of it yesterday in the budget.
Oh.
Not sure where it went.
Oh, heavens.
we'll be getting into that and, you know, some of the other things that we want to talk about, you know, the things that the people of the state of Jefferson are doing and why they're doing it and, you know, really ask the question, the people that are opposed to the state of Jefferson, what is your solution to fix the problems? What is your solution to cure unemployment? What is your solution to restore our schools to some of the finest in the nation? What is your solution to put people back to work here and to help solve a lot of the problems that we have? Because I haven't heard any. I've heard a lot of attacks on the people that are doing things to try and fix those things, but I haven't heard a lot of alternative ideas or solutions to that. And I'm really curious what those are. Because anybody that doesn't look at the state of California and realize that it is in deep trouble in a sinking ship right now is mentally handicapped or collecting money until the end. They're basically fiddling while Rome burns.
Yep.
So that's a question that we would like to bring out today and discuss as well. And as I was mentioning, some of the things that are moving along with the court case, some of the things that the lawyers have discussed, and they're very, very positive that the case that we have here.
They're rubbing their hands together.
They are. They're they're like excited.
It. They like it. They want to be on the winning team.
They do want to be on the winning team. And, you know, it's really going to force the question, what is the law of the land? Because the only way to stop what the state of Jefferson is doing is to openly and bald-faced deny the law.
There you go.
It is to openly and bald-faced deny the Constitution and stand up and bark really, really loud, yeah, we no longer respect the Constitution, which becomes an argument all in itself at that point.
And they'll have to put it in writing.
They will have to put it in writing.
And they have to put the John Henry to it.
That's right.
Sorry, John Henry.
Yeah. So, and speaking of putting their John Henry to it, you know, we have some legislators, you know, that are looking at putting our declarations and our petitions forward, and they're being very hesitant about doing it. And that, you know, in itself is making our case that we no longer have representation. When you have the signatures of thousands upon thousands of your constituents,
right,
and you refuse to even acknowledge what they're asking for, when you have petitions by boards, declarations by boards of supervisors, mm-hmm, saying, this is our issue, this is the cost of this issue, and they just stick their fingers in their ears and go, nah, 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 we don't hear it. You're making our case for us.
And county sheriffs that have done the same.
That have done the same. Or county sheriffs on you know, like down in El Dorado County that have come out and actively said, my department, my ability to protect the people is becoming limited and endangered because of the state of California.
Right.
You know, how do you, as an elected representative in good conscience, have 10 out of your 11 counties that you represent actively filed for the state of Jefferson and refuse to acknowledge or talk about it?
And that's the scary part, is that they haven't even responded.
Yeah.
To even say up yours or anything else. They haven't said anything.
They haven't said anything.
And they've been receiving letters through fax, through mail, through email, and phone calls.
With phone calls.
Right, and they're not responding.
And what is really our complaint? That we're not represented or acknowledged. And what are they doing? They're failing to represent or acknowledge us.
They're just proving our point.
They're proving our point, yeah, daily.
Daily, exactly.
You know, and it's funny, as this continues to progress, and the aggravation that we're starting to see from some people, and the frustration of people that were more on the fence, even with the state of Jefferson, see that that's failing to be acknowledged. And that's pushing them into the Jefferson camp, going, well, wait a minute, you know, right, wrong, and different, you have to respond to these people.
Right.
You can't just sit back and, you know, pretend like it's not there.
They're finally getting it, too.
Yeah.
It's spreading.
Yeah, it's like three monkeys, you know, sitting there, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Right.
It's becoming almost to the point of comical. And there are some people that very publicly and very vocally said that they would support Jefferson when it came, you know, during campaign season.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they wanted our votes.
That they did.
And they got them.
And they got them.
And they got in.
Based on supporting Jefferson, and yes, now they're trying to backpedal on that.
Yep.
You know, my question is James Gallagher, who is one that said he was strongly supportive of Jefferson. He was largely supportive as a board of supervisor in helping both Yuba and Sutter County,
mm-hmm,
get into the state of Jefferson and draft those declarations. At our first declaration day, he came out front and spoke for the state of Jefferson. But now that the rubber's meeting the road, where are you, James?
And his phone number is 916-319-2003. Call him and ask him.
Call him and ask him. See what he has to say.
Yeah.
Jim Nielsen.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Jim?
Yeah, we got to see what Jim's up to.
Ted Gaines, we know where you're at. Nobody knows. So we're not even going to bother with you.
And Jim Nielsen is 916-651-4004.
Yeah. Call Jim Nielsen and ask him. You know, remember when he was saying, oh, we just got to wait for a couple things to happen, like the water bond. Okay, Jim, out of the water bond, what's going on? $2.5 billion of that is coming out of that fund to remove four dams in Oregon.
Yeah.
So your constituents are paying, well, not your constituents, you'll be dead by the time our kids are actually done paying for that water bond that you helped pass. Sites Reservoir's not being built. There's no water storage being added to California. There's not any relief coming to any of our ranchers or our farmers or our fishermen. But we're going to pay $2.5 billion. My kids and grandkids are going to pay $2.5 billion to remove four dams in another state.
And the thing is, there is a huge district, senatorial district, in between Jim's district and Oregon.
Yes.
Yes. Hello. Not even contiguous. Not even contiguous.
Not even contiguous.
He could use contiguous as an argument, yeah. But not even there can he do that.
Yeah. So what good did sitting around and waiting for the water bond to occur? What good did that even do?
Not.
Because $2.5 billion for a project in another state that is going to cause harm to the people that live here. We're paying to harm ourselves because of your representation.
Or lack thereof.
That's worse than incompetent. It's criminal.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
in the meantime, he gets to collect his on his retirement and do all that other good stuff that he's going to be getting out of California.
Yes. And there are some of our legislators and politicians who have been politely and quietly neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are. It's time to get off the fence one way or the other.
But even being neutral is not polite.
It's not. After a certain point.
Yeah.
It's not polite.
You step up and do the right thing.
Yeah. You know, make your opinion known one way or the other.
Yep.
Quit sticking your toe in the water and seeing which way the you know, the wind's going. It's not okay anymore.
No, it's not. And people need to step up and start putting pressure on all your constituents, or I mean, on their representatives. We as constituents have a responsibility not only to ourselves, our children, but also to our government who is not running it the way it should be. We need to hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you wouldn't allow any action like that from your child or your dog. You wouldn't allow them to step out of line. Well, then why are you going to accept it from somebody who's going to force you to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get that done.
It says if you had a teenager who had come of age and you let them go and you take the reins off a little bit and you give them the car and then they go get drunk and ram the car into a ditch. And then they come back and say, hey, just give me another car.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No.
No.
They'll be lucky if they survive the night.
It would be a cold day in hell.
Yes.
With that, we have a call from Terry regarding Senator Jim Nielsen.
Yeah, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good, yeah. I actually had about a 40-minute conversation with Jim Nielsen. Mark Baird had one that was just about as long. And the crazy thing about it, especially first of all for the dams, I asked him about that. I said, you know, there's still that money there for the dams. Oh, no, we changed the language. I said, yeah, you changed the language on the dams to say anything that would impede the path of a fish. Well, wouldn't a dam do that? Of course, Jim does what he always does is he was silent about it. The other thing is I asked him, well, what is it that we can do, Jim? You've got literally hundreds of thousands of people that'd be willing to follow whatever your lead is on how we can get more representation. Well, you just got to keep on swinging, but I can't back Jefferson. I mean, you know, obviously this is just because none of them want to relinquish any of their own power.
So we keep swinging. Do we start swinging at them? Starting with them?
Exactly right. You're right, Wynn. The other thing is James Gallagher, Red, you hit it right on the head. Last year, on the Capitol steps, I was chatting with him. We were being sort of monitored by a Sacramento Bee reporter who put this in the Sacramento Bee, and all James could talk about is, oh, I'm going to put forth legislation for more representation. I've called his office, talked to him. Mark talked to him for around an hour. Nothing happening now. Well, you know, nothing's really happening now. I need the Democrats to come over to my side. Well, what happened to all that courage? What happened to that promise? What happened to that young man who was going to go there and at least try to do something for his constituents? You know, I don't know whether it's the Kool-Aid or it's just lack of courage, you know, or it's just, you know, he wants to play the game because this is going to be his career and basically to hell with his constituents.
The Kool-Aid has disintegrated his spine. That's what's going on.
Well, yeah, and also, well, that, and also it's your personal, you know, see, here's the real deal. The real deal is, as Brian Daly said it in the conversation I had with him, he says, well, you know, they laugh at me. You know, the other side laughs at me. They laugh at me when I talk about Jefferson. And, you know, my comment is they're laughing at you anyway. You know, I mean, they, you know, do you really think you have any power there, Brian? I mean, they give you, like, little awards for being, you know, Assemblyman of the Year because you crossed over to the other side. I said, really? Name a law that you passed that's really helped us. Name something that doesn't hurt us. Tell us one thing that you're helping to get legislation through that doesn't in the morning make us wonder what the California legislative body is going to do to us today. Name one thing.
So he's worried.
You know, I think he's got his heart in the right place, and he's very frustrated. But bottom line is that, you know, it proves our point when our own people don't listen to the people they represent.
So he's worried about 119 others laughing at him versus the 1.7 people that he potentially, well, not 1.7, but over 500,000 that he represents?
Well, you know, we've had our congressman say that he's afraid of what the news media will say about them if, you know, if the government shuts down. They're afraid of the press. So I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just, you know, there's nothing else to call it other than cowardice. I can't think of another word. Maybe you guys can come up with something better, but I just don't see anybody with any courage. They care about their own world, and that's it.
Well, there is an absolute lot of truth to that. It is their personal concerns, their personal world. And like you, as you pointed out, Brian Dowley was picked as the Legislator of the Year, and they gave him a nice award, and that was very good, and, you know, good for Brian for doing that. But did that award translate into one job for his constituents? Did that translate into one ranch or farm saved? Did that translate into one cease and desist order for irrigating to be stopped? Did that translate into one tree being cut? Did that translate into anything tangible for the people that he's representing?
That's absolutely correct, Red, and, you know, brilliant as usual. Tomorrow night at the Tea Party at 2570 Bonneview Road, at Destiny Fellowship Church, Stephen Baird, who is running against Ted Gaines, will be speaking at the Tea Party. This is a young man where he and his wife have put themselves out there. He has courage. He has stones, as Ben Franklin would say, and he's willing to stand up for his constituents no matter what the cost. Stephen Baird, mm-hmm. for state senator, and he'll be there at the Tea Party tomorrow night.
He's a very good man.
Fellowship Church at 6:00.
He is.
Very good man.
And he has grit.
Yes.
You know, what grit is when you're being laughed at and you're being derided by your enemy. And instead of being a shrinking violet, you grow stronger and feed off of that mm-hmm. and become even more compelled to do the right thing because of the taunting.
Yep.
Okay. There's two ways to stand up to a bully.
Yep.
Okay. And we have the way that our current representation standing up to a bully, capitulation and handing over the lunch money, and then someone that'll stand up to a bully like Stephen Baird will and look him in the eye and spit in their eye and say, okay, buddy, let's get it.
Well, and Stephen's been trained in martial arts, so he understands.
That's true.
That's hello.
He could literally charge them or challenge them to a duel with swords.
Yes, that. Yes, he could. Let's hope he does.
So, yeah, and that's some of the things that, again, you keep beating the drum, and they laugh at me. That should tell you something right there. Here you are discussing the concerns of your constituents. Here you are bringing the plight of your people to notice and attention, and you're being laughed at for it, and you accept that as a reason to, what, stop bringing their plight? Stop working on what they do?
Yeah.
It's not even logically adding up.
Nope.
So, with that, we better get off to our first break. And when we come back, let's discuss California's magically disappearing money.
There we go.
It's disappeared in a moonbeam. So, if you have any comments or questions, this is KCNR 1460. You can reach us at 530-605-4567.
Did you know? know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Always puts a smile on my face. It just does.
Love that song.
It does. It's good stuff. All right, next part, we're going to be diving into the finances of California and how everything the state of Jefferson has been saying just came true overnight. And how everything that Keep It California has been trying to tell these boards and supervisors and all these people about how stable and great California is just went right out the window. So, first, we have Mark Baird on the line. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rhett. Good morning. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just called in to say, you know, to ask a question of people who are unsure about this. Do you live in a state of laws, or do you live in a state filled with a political elite that does whatever they want, no matter what the laws are? And you were referring to the $500 million in the water bond that's going to be used to rip out three dams in California, and only one of those dams is in Oregon. And the governor made a pronouncement, those dams are coming out, he said the other day. And it was interesting because just 2 days before that, he sent the Water Resources Control Board up to Yreka to begin a scoping process for a fair and unbalanced, to answer the fair and balanced question, should the dams come out? And 2 days later, he announces that the dams are coming out.
has a secret stakeholders meeting that was not open to the public and signed an illegal agreement with the state of Oregon and the Department of Interior. And as you know, the Constitution prohibits two states from making treaties with one another unless Congress agrees. And then they're starting a CEQA process, which is also illegal, because when water comes from one state into another, you have to use a NEPA process. So this state is led by a liar, filled with agencies led by liars. And in fact, the Wolf listing was what one Fish and Game Commission member called the stupidest decision that that commission has ever made, and after that, this guy resigned in disgust.
Yeah, there's the last good fish.
Even the head of the Fish and Game said that the Wolf did not meet any, and this is Chuck Bonham, and he's not exactly a big guy on the truth scale either, but Chuck Bonham told his own commission that the Wolf does not meet any of the six criteria required for listing under ESA. And they listed it anyway, just because they wanted to. And these unelected bureaucrats are now going to dictate that all of us have to live with the Canadian timber wolf in our backyard. And by the way, California Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, says we have the inalienable right to defend life and protect property, among other things. And yet, it will be a $50,000 fine if you shoot at a wolf while it's chasing your cattle to kill them. How do those things all reconcile in a state that's supposed to be ruled by law?
They don't. That's the absolute entire point of the exercise, is this state is no longer ruled by law. With the dam removal, as Jerry Brown and the government of California said that they're moving ahead, that's in defiance of Congress.
Yeah.
It's in defiance of Congress. It's in defiance of people. I mean, 7 out of 9 counties affected by this decision refused to sign those agreements. It's just, you know, like I said, we don't live in a state of law. We live in a state that has a political elite, and they do whatever they want with your money and your property, and Jefferson has a plan to stop that.
Absolutely.
And they're also putting their citizens in harm's way by doing that.
And you have to remember, Jerry Brown has already been caught making treaties not only with other states but with other countries.
Yep.
You know, if for those of you that remember Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber that was brought down because he was using a pay-to-play green scheme where his girlfriend was accepting payments from green corporations to ensure that they got the contracts for green power and green energy projects that Kitzhaber would ensure went through to create the jobs for these companies. Jerry Brown was tied to that scheme and was tied to that scheme as the head of that scheme, not only with just Oregon, California, but Oregon, California, Washington, British Columbia, and Quebec. He actually made treaties unbeknownst to anybody else with separate countries.
Well, those things don't surprise me in this political climate at all, but we, the people, need to stop it. We have a plan, as you guys well know, but what mystifies me, and it's partly the fault of the media because they absolutely refuse to publicize this in any fair way at all, but what mystifies me is why 50,000 people aren't calling into this show right now demanding liberty. What mystifies me is when we have a rally, why 50,000 people don't show up, because their money and their livelihood is being drained away by an illegal state led by a liar. And I just can't figure out why people are so slow to wake up to that. But we are working at it, and we are succeeding. Well, I think that every time we talk about this, more and more people wake up.
Well, people just haven't felt the pain of it yet. I'm thinking that's the only thing that I can come
up
with.
Well, you have to look at things like this, too, historically. Historically, it has been a tireless, loud, unrepressible, small minority that has pounded and pounded and pounded until the tide starts to turn, and then somebody was, you know, then all of a sudden everybody was always on the bandwagon.
Yep.
That's...
You know, it's funny because the term 3%er has been kind of turned by the media to indicate something that's not good and that's against the laws of the United States, and that couldn't be further from the truth. the three percenters created the laws of the United States and created the foundation of the government that we're supposed to have today, and helped create the foundation for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Yet now, if you believe those things are the law of the land, if you believe that those things are the founding documents, as we were taught in school as children, we were taught that the Minutemen were a good thing, that the three percenters were a good thing, that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were a good thing. And when you say those things now, you're called a constitutional rights nut or a property rights nut. That, to me, that was a thing created by the media in order to enhance the monoparty, and Joe Stalin would have loved that kind of media.
Well, I am a constitutional nut. I'm nuts about the Constitution, and I'm nuts about my rights. I'm a big fan. I yeah. love them. You know, I've got posters of it.
I'm with you. I mean, I carry mine around all the time with me.
Absolutely.
Yep, in the pocket.
No.
All right, guys. Well, go get them. I just wanted to call and say good morning and say, go Jefferson.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. And it's funny. You look at movements of our kind throughout history,
mm-hmm.
and it has always been a small
minority
that just keeps trucking away and keeps plugging along and keeps plugging along. And then all of a sudden, everybody was always thought that, and it was the greatest idea ever. And you know, we'd always been along. And there is a challenge to a lot of the things that are going on, and it does get frustrating because where are these people at? You know, what are you doing? You take Lavoie Finicum up in Oregon, and your opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent of Lavoie Finicum or what occurred up there. That man was willing to lay down his life for what he believed in.
Yep.
You can't pick up the phone to call your state representative. You can't go knock doors to make sure the right person for the job gets elected. You can't make phone calls to make sure that somebody that's going to actually represent you is going to get elected. You can't take the time to take a look at what your president-elected representative has or has not done to help you to decide whether you should vote for him again. You seriously get that little thing in the mail and go, oh, I recognize that name, check a box and put it in the mail and think you've done your civic duty. Well, compare that to a man that was willing to lay down his life for his values.
You can't.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, it is a certain amount of frustration to that. But I do believe more and more people are beginning to awaken. And I do believe that the giant's stirring. And to be honest, I think it's starting to scare the bejesus out of the powers that be.
It should.
It should. You know, when you have two state senators out of Oregon, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley, referred to the constitutional movement as a virus. People believing and supporting in the Constitution is a virus? Okay, so it's dangerous to you how? Because obviously you're not supporting the Constitution. So what are you? Just exactly what kind of creature are you?
Didn't they both take an oath to defend the Constitution?
Yeah. Lay down your veil and name thyself, Satan.
Yeah.
It's coming to that form of contest. And again, as we were talking about last week, really the question has distilled itself down to one very simple question with a yes or no answer. Do you or do you not recognize the Constitution of the United States of America as the law of the land, the supreme law? Is it or is it not? Yes or no? And then the conversation we're going to have will proceed from there. Mm-hmm. But that question has to be asked first. And it is a yes or no. It's not, oh, well, you know, kind of over here it's this way, and oh, kind of. No, it's not.
It's black or white.
It is. And then I was having a discussion actually last night with somebody that's, well, the Constitution is the guide. The Constitution is of how we construct laws. It's the starting point. No, it's not. The Constitution is the law. It's the same argument as saying, well, this is how this law pertains to the Constitution. No, this is the Constitution. It is the law. Okay? And then we started talking about how the Supreme Court decides what the Constitution is and what laws can be allowed within the framework of the Constitution. I said, that's nonsense, too, because the Supreme Court is not the final arbitrator of the law.
Right.
Who is the final arbitrator of the law? It's you. It's me. It's we, the people. To use a metaphor, it's say we decided one day that we wanted to create a car. Okay, and because we want to create a car, we know we need an engineer, we know that we need somebody to manufacture the car, and we know that we're going to need a mechanic. Okay, now that we have the car, and the mechanic's going to keep it running, the engineer's going to make sure the car works right, and all of these different things, and all of a sudden the mechanic pops up and says, well, nobody's really in charge of the car, so I'm going to decide what the speed limits are, what color the car is going to be. What would you tell that mechanic? You'd tell him, go to hell. You wouldn't even have a job if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And my car.
Yeah.
It's really kind of the same thing as the Constitution. It's nonsense. All right. We do want to dive into the financial things that are going on, because there's some very interesting stuff going on. We do need to get to a break, but very quickly we've got Round Mountain Bob on the phone. You there, Bob? Bob, yeah. You there?
Yeah.
Morning, Bob. How goes it?
Hey, we're talking about things, and I've been in this state since I've been 9 years old, and all the way from Edmund G. Pat Brown Sr., who he put the canals in to bring Southern California water. But since then, that whole family has brought up the NOx device for your cars, all this smog stuff and everything. Jerry Brown, we have not had a governor since Edmund G. Pat Brown, in including him, that has done a good thing for the state of California. All they've done was keep cutting us back. And the people, since the 50s, are so used to this in California. They just let every governor and everybody else that's running it run wild. They don't do a thing to help us. What did Schwarzenegger do? What did Davis do?
Nailed the maid.
Can you mention anything that any of these people did good for the state of California?
No.
Okay. and then we got Jerry Brown Jr., what? Going to be 8 years now as governor, all total. What's he ever done for the state of California? He's closed up our prisons. He's turned people loose that are looking to kill you. He's wants to bust out our dams that we need to hold water so we could drink, so we could eat, so we could grow our crops. I mean... Tell me something this man's done in all the years he's been a governor to help the state of California. And people will not leave that man alone. They keep reelecting him.
Well, I know women, too, that stay in the relationships where they get beaten. I can't understand that either.
Well, that's very true, too. I understand that.
Well, all right, Bob. Well, thank you. We've got to scoot off to our last break, and then I do want to talk about the finances after that. And then I know Wynn's got some stuff,
California.
Too.
California.
The state of California.
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 California. We'll be right back.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
That's about right. That red commie right hand. So, as we were talking about earlier, apparently the state of California, $1.27 billion surplus, has somehow mysteriously overnight turned into a $147 million deficit.
Hmm.
Now, everybody's going, well, where'd all that money go? Where'd it disappear? Who spent it? Well, guess what? California never really had that money. That was a projection. Their entire budget was based on a projection. On a what if, or we think it may be, or we're lying to you, is what we call it.
We're kicking the can down the road.
So all of our numbers that when we said there's not a budget surplus in the state of California, we actually think it's about $1.4 billion in the hole. Guess who was right?
We were.
It sure wasn't the treasurer from Sierra County, Cindy Elsmore.
Treasurer.
Yeah. Keep It California's numbers are absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
And again, our numbers have been proven out, and everything that we've been saying has been proven out. The LAO report from way back is being proven out. And here's how it works, is because the state of California has projected, has guesstimated, taken a scientific wild guess at what they think is going to be. Turns out you can't base that guess on capital gains revenue when you're driving business out of the state at record rates. It's not cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not only that, they think there's another $16 billion coming in shortfall. because of the entire budget was predicated on being floated on one-time capital gains tax increases, mainly off of Silicon Valley. Hmm. Now, as the stock market crashes, people's capital gains revenue goes down. Okay, I'm going to explain this slowly for people like Cindy that don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So when there's no money to tax because people are losing money, there's no money going to the state. If there's no money going to the state, there's no money to spend. Therefore, they have to find that money somewhere else. And they take it from places like people like us and our property taxes and our fuel taxes and things like that. And then they don't give it back and tell you everything is rosy and golden and give you a nice little pat on the head.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is you're not funded when you project that you're going to make money off of people's capital gains, okay? Because you have a bunch of millionaires in Silicon Valley that figure out how to keep their money offshore so you can't tax them, or they leave the state altogether and you can't tax them. Mm-hmm. So this is what happens with the concept of let's take everything we can from those that produce to give it to people that don't produce. Our middle class has shrunk by yet another 6% this year.
Nice.
The average of people that are spending 20% or more on housing has gone from 20% to 44% of the people in the state are spending a fifth or more of their income simply to keep a roof over their head. This is a non-sustainable model, Cindy. When you make projections and not based on actual numbers, these are the kind of things that occur. It's called pie in the sky. It's called an estimate. It's called you're batch crazy and have been the entire time, and you need to go away now with your financial argument because it's nonsense. Every single thing that we have said for the last 2 years about the finances of California has come true.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost prophetic.
Yes.
It's scary how accurate we are about the finances of California.
It's amazing. We have all these brilliant people that are supporting and working on Jefferson that are proving mm-hmm. this over and over again, yet California doesn't seem to have anybody like that.
Yes. Story. And it's very telling that the lady that used to count the money for the government is so inaccurate.
Yeah.
You start to see how we ended up in the situation in the first place.
Right.
Because you're not very good at counting, Cindy.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever have been.
Debit? Credit.
Hmm. No. Credit. Because a debit is a credit that's just an IOU that'll collect interest later, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's a ticket.
No. No. And that's something that Mark can get into here in a little bit. But yes, we are facing a $1.27 billion deficit, and we know that it's worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's about 1.2, 1.4 trillion when everything's added up. And California's already saying, well, you know, that 1.27 billion may not even be that bad. We think there's maybe another 16 billion that we missed. We're not sure. Now, let's add our unfunded liability exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting worse, too. And for those of you that have been paying attention to us since the beginning and have seen the accuracy of the things that we've told you, CalPERS is a dead man walking, mm-hmm. and you are in a huge amount of trouble if you have any expectation of retirement from that fund. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
And for those of you that are collecting that retirement, maybe you ought to start looking at reinvesting some of that money somewhere else because it's not going to keep coming. I don't know, purchase a cow, some land, some chickens, you know, something that's going to see you through.
Pull it out because self-directed IRA.
yeah, because the last leg of California's budget projections, okay, and again, this is how California gives you these rosy numbers is they make projections. They don't tell you what the actual numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
We went and looked at the actual physical numbers of what reality is, not what we say they could be later on or, you know, could be. The last leg is predicated off of returns from the stock market. And we know what a great start to 2016 the stock market's had, don't we? And the other things that are going on in the global economy, things are looking just fantastic and great.
Yes. Rosy.
Rosy. The state of California is collapsing financially,
mm-hmm.
morally, politically,
yeah.
lawfully, corrupted, broken, if anybody has any kind of idea or solution on what to do about it, as we've always said, tell us. We're on board. We think we have the solution. I'm pretty sure we do. Restore representation.
Yep.
Draw the state lines in a manner that's conducive to that representation to be responsive to the people.
Yep.
This would be a help to Southern California as well. It allows them to be more responsive. They don't have to worry about us poor crazy northerners up here or taking care of us or whatever it is they think they do for us.
We can take care of ourselves. We'll be good.
It is. One of the things that we have numerous Facebook pages where unending communication goes on back and forth and different things. And we get, every so often, we get a direct message to one of our pages. And there's several of us out there that have access to the pages, so you're never sure who you're going to get responding. Sometimes you get two or three people responding at once, and it's really hilarious. Because we got one on one of our pages, and it was just a one-word response. It's just, goodbye. And hopped on there, and I hopped on first, and I just typed some question marks, and was like, okay, what do you mean goodbye? And I said, hello, and a little smiley face and whatever. And the guy goes, yeah, go ahead and leave. We don't care. And I said, well, thank you for your support, and that's kind of the point, is we know you don't care. And he goes, well, we need you a lot more, or you need us a lot more than we need you. And then somebody else hopped on, and I have no idea who it was. It was hilarious. And he said, yeah, we need you like a fat diabetic kid needs a piece of birthday cake. And so that went back and forth for a little bit. And what it came down to is somebody asked him and said, so we've got your support for the state of Jefferson. And he says, absolutely. And we went about our day, and about 10 minutes later, we get a message that pops up that says, will you still send your bud south, though? And that was funny. And I wasn't going to respond. And all of a sudden, a message pops up. And I love the sense of humor from the state of Jefferson people. And it basically said, if we, the people of the state of Jefferson, so decide to have marijuana in the state of Jefferson, blah, 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 we will gladly ship it south to our brothers and sisters in California. However, we're going to have to charge a premium due to the transportation costs and dealing with your CARB regulations, due to packaging costs because we can no longer use plastic bag packaging. And they had like this list of like 20 things of why it's going to be more expensive in California because of their regulations. And I'm not making a statement about the marijuana one way or other. Just the sense of humor and some of the things that go back and forth, it struck me as really funny. And all of those things that they listed was absolutely true. And it's like, okay, we as the state of Jefferson are going to have to sell our commodities. And if we're looking at selling our commodities and what you have to put up with in California to sell your commodities, mm-hmm. you rapidly start looking at Nevada and Oregon and these other places going, man, why would we even ship south?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. I don't know. It just a kind of one of those random things that struck me funny and sent my brain off into a different tangent. And those are the kind of things that we're suffering under now. Other people are looking at us and selling their commodities to us going, man, why do I even want to mess with those people?
Yeah.
Why do I want to come into their state and buy anything from them because of all the things I have to deal with? And why do I want to go there and sell anything? It's crazy. Well, just another example of the economic stupidity that goes on. I don't know.
Well, we can fix that, and we're looking for legal representation for Jefferson, and we're working very hard on that. And if you want to donate, and keep in mind that the donations are non-tax deductible because we're a 501c4, and we're trying to keep our donors off a hot list, so we're very careful about that. Mm-hmm. And so, if you want to make donations, you can mail it and make a check out to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation. And you can mail it to P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, 95682. And that is where our treasurer picks up the mail. So if you do that, that'd be wonderful. And we need all the help we can get. And mail 51. Send a check for $51. For the 51st day, just send $51. That's all we're asking.
And as Mark was talking about, what does it take to get people to get up and fight for freedom? And not everybody can go get into their tack gear and go stand. But you can make phone calls.
Absolutely.
You can write letters. You can talk to your neighbors. You can spare $51 out of your life to make this happen.
Yeah, go to SLJ51.net and get all the info.
We'll see you next Sunday, all.
Sovereign Minds is next here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The UN Security Council meets in an emergency session today to discuss North Korea's rocket launch. NATO Secretary General says it was a direct violation of five Security Council resolutions. North Korea says the launch was for peaceful purposes, putting a satellite into orbit. But the U.S. and other countries suspect the communist enclave is trying to develop a long-range missile that could deliver a nuclear weapon. Presidential hopefuls stumping hard today in New Hampshire ahead of the primary vote on Tuesday. Polls indicate Donald Trump is leading, but he's not sure.
It's a long way to go. I mean, I see these wonderful poll numbers, but they don't mean anything to me. I just don't know about polls. I don't know if they're accurate.
Marco Rubio says Trump needs to show he can handle foreign policy issues.
I think in order for Donald to pass that threshold, eventually, at some point, he's going to have to show some in-depth knowledge of the foreign policy issues before us. Up to now, he has not done that.
Both men spoke on ABC TV's This Week program.